Missouri AG seeks to remove Soros-linked prosecutor from office, citing willful neglect of cases. By Michael Foster on April 9, 2023. A George Soros-linked St. Louis prosecutor has come under fire for her alleged mishandling of cases as Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, R., has taken steps to remove her from office. Bailey announced in a February press release that he had filed the quo warranto suit to remove St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner from office, citing years of willful neglect for the cases she was responsible for prosecuting. As Attorney General, I want to protect the people of St. Louis. And that includes ensuring prosecutors protect the public, Bailey said in the press release. We gave Circuit Attorney Gardner the chance to do the right thing and resign. She has refused to do so, and my office filed a quo warranto at 12:01 p.m. to remove her from office immediately. The petition related by Bailey alleges that the Circuit Court has been forced to dismiss more than 2,700 cases, often because of Gardner's inexplicable failure to provide defendants with discovery in a speedy trial, and that her lack of diligence has forced her office to dismiss more than 9,000 cases, frequently on the cusp of trial, endlessly frustrating courts and victims desperate for justice. It also specifically cites a February 18 incident in which Daniel Riley, who had been charged with first-degree robbery and armed criminal action in 2020, allegedly struck a teenage volleyball player while speeding, severing one of her legs, maiming the other, and ultimately resulting in the amputation of both limbs. According to the petition, Riley had earned 54 separate violations for failing to comply with the pretrial bond conditions while out on bond for the 2020 charges, and allegedly earned an additional 50 violations after the charges were refiled in 2022. The circuit attorney never filed a motion to revoke Riley's bond. The petition reads before describing the girl's injuries as the direct result of years of willful neglect from Circuit Attorney Kimberly M. Gardner. Related, Florida Governor DeSantis suspends Soros-backed prosecutor effective immediately. Bailey argued in the petition that Gardner's conduct is grounds for the forfeiture of her office, as outlined in the revised statutes of Missouri. Any person elected or appointed to any county, city, town or township office in this state, except such officers as may be subject to removal by impeachment, who shall fail personally to devote his time to the performance of the duties of such office, or who shall be guilty of any willful or fraudulent violation or neglect of any official duty, or who shall knowingly or willfully fail or refuse to do or perform any official act or duty which by law it is his duty to do or perform with respect to the execution or enforcement of the criminal laws of the state, shall thereby forfeit his office. In March, Fox 2 reported Bailey had issued subpoenas for St. Louis Mayor Tishora Jones and the city's comptroller Darlene Green concerning their communications with Gardner. State Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick also reportedly issued a subpoena for Gardner herself, per Fox 2. The Missouri Times reported in 2016, when Gardner was first seeking election to the circuit attorney's office, that her campaign had accepted an in-kind contribution worth $67,693.23 from the George Soros-funded Safety and Justice Committee, believed to be related to an ad run in support of the candidate. As Breitbart News has noted, dozens of prosecutors throughout the country have reportedly been elected with the support of groups linked to the financier and liberal megadonor. Watch, Trump, Soros-linked Alvin Bragg committing massive election interference at a scale never seen.